and it's working. So that tells us something. So the key issues here is, we saw tonight also, is that, you know, there's a decision. Townhouses or flats. We know that townhouses on fee simple lots do better for the, do better in the city, and are more saleable, and people are more in control of what they have, and they tend to take care of it better. All the reasons there. So we have, but the predominant lot of our duplexes existing are flats. And so these are issues that how we have to think as a board, and how, you know, what people are going to do with what we give them, so to speak. And they're going to come up with some crazy things we never thought of.
Because this could lead to, you know, it's my personal opinion that the zoning ordinance is not something to keep everything the same, to make it uniform. The purpose of a zoning ordinance is to work towards the master plan. If you have a residential district that achieves what the master plan is trying to have for the future, no changes needs to be made. But if you have an area that doesn't comply with what the intent of the master plan is, then the zoning ordinance becomes the tool by which, when we see these variances coming through, that we adjust in that direction. What it also means is, in the next time we do a master plan, we have to be more specific. The current master plan is much better than what we had, but it wasn't specific enough. What we have to look at are neighborhoods. The Heights is not like the other areas in the city. So our next version of the master plan has to look at each area, the neighborhoods, say what's good, say what's bad. Once that's established and voted on and approved by us, then the zoning ordinance should be working towards making that reality come to pass over time, piecemeal, little by little, because otherwise we don't have the power. But anyway, that's the power of zoning.
Right.
It's to make changes. That's why we're doing this, to see, are we doing the right thing now? Are we going in the right direction now? And I hope we will be fruitful in coming up with some good decisions.
And Roman, to play
that. I have to pick up my daughter from day.
Okay.
No, I
have
to pick
go ahead.
All right.
Good seeing you, Don.
Meet everyone at CSUN.
Just as a...
Take care.
Roman, to take that further, if you go back into the 80s and even even into the early 90s, and to some cases today, our zoning ordinance was bulk requirements and everything were changed to try and make the town look like what we wanted it to look like, what we thought we wanted it to look like. Well, that was a failure, because you can't really, these buildings are there, the setbacks are there, everything is there. So there was then a move to go back to deal with what you got, make it work, and go, not put pie in the sky and develop something that can never happen. And that's essentially, we learned that lesson. So now what we're doing, we look at now is practicality and function, and what actually can work within the realm economically, personal choice-wise, and just mathematically. So that's what we're going to have to work with, is kind of be real and be, where's the city going to go with what we got? And not try to create this phantom concept of grandiose perfection. It ain't going to happen. People don't live that way, don't work that way, the land isn't that way, and life isn't that way. So we're just going to mimic life. So any comments from anybody, or ideas or thoughts?
No, I think we've always tried. I mean, our hands are tied when there's an existing structure. We work with what we have. So, I mean, I thought that's what we've always done. I mean, we tweak it. That's why people come before us, you know, to get a little relief here, a little relief there. If it's new construction, then we can make it the way we think it should be. We have a little more leverage there.
Sure.
You know. But to me, that's the way it's always been.
Yeah, we're just getting real. We're just real. That's all. We are real, and we'll stay real.
Well, when I first got on the board, which was 100 years ago, the whole problem was density.
101.
Yeah, exactly.
She rode her horse here.
Yeah.
I thought it was a budget.
I wasn't even old enough to vote back then. Right? But no, I mean, density was a terrible issue. I remember I was helping people campaign. We were going door to door, and I was astonished at what is now considered North Beach.
Yeah.
You go to a house, and there was five apartments in with one front door, and it's like, it was an eye-opener for me. Mm-hmm. And it was shortly after that I was put on the zoning board, and we really tried to clean a lot of that up. And it was problematic, for sure. And that's when I hear, like, we need density. It's like, wait a minute, have we come full circle?
No, we're not needing density.
By what you're saying tonight, the master plan is saying this and that. We work so hard to reduce it.
We are.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, we need smart density. We don't
exactly.
Need
right.
Yeah. 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 Functioning density. You don't buy a building with one front door. Yeah. That's not
exactly.
Functional.
Yeah.
Right. You don't buy a 8-10 bedroom house and turn it into 4 or 5 apartments.
Right. And this is what was happening.
Right. Yeah. All of Atlantic City was.
And then we had the whole rush of certificates of nonconformity. We would have 3 and 4 a night at meetings because everybody was coming trying to make their illegal units legal back in, what was it, I guess,
You approved it in 98.
Yeah.
So it was after 98.
Yeah, because they didn't act within the
Well, they were illegal conversions.
There was 1 year where they kind of come in and pre-installed it, but people weren't even aware of it.
So everyone's aware that a lot of the reason this thing in 98, the moratorium on duplexes came out, that duplexes were being created.
You're trying to create density.
By just overnight. And nobody even knew they were happening totally just illegally and so on. A lot of them even came out where in the 60s and 70s, people moved downstairs to a basement apartment, rented the upstairs, paid their mortgage, and were done. A lot of those all of a sudden became duplexes without any approval whatsoever.
We got
hundreds of them on the rolls, hundreds. And it almost maybe approached 1,000. We don't know the number exactly, but it was huge. So control had to be gotten. And we have plenty of duplexes and stuff and density in the city. Now it's a question of managing it and dealing with sane numbers. That's what the board's faced with, is how to manage it. And that's it, because we're running about 60% multifamily and about 40% single family, roughly in round numbers, which is the reverse of what many communities are. They're obviously single family would be 60%. But we're a short community, we're somewhat of an urban community in the city. We have what Jackson Avenue was started, and then you see the city as it was aged up there, and then it comes down. And the lower section is a newer section of the city. And this is how the city developed. So we got a lot of density, but those up in Jackson Avenue, and all those areas up in there, there's a lot of density in there, and those properties were not built that way. Mm-hmm. People modified them and stuffed them in, and without approvals from the city. Mm-hmm.
Jay, I've got two more things to say.
Got it.
One, did everyone see New Jersey Monthly? For, I think it was September or October, where they talked about 12 areas in the state of New Jersey that are up and coming, places to be. Ventnor was one of them.
Well, I did see that online. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The other thing is, the Census Bureau has released population. We have lost population. We are now at 9,000 some people.
Because nobody wants to live in New Jersey.
We're below 10,000 now.
Right. We used to be around.
And a lot of that probably has to do with, not COVID, but because families that lived here year round, they have left, and the house is now occupied as a seasonal home.
These
and those people are counted in another area, another state, and another municipality. So overall, there's less people. In the summer, we got a lot of people.
The numbers used to be 12,000 and about 24,000 for the city. Now we're down a bit. And a lot of that, we always see it, we saw it in the last bubble too. People are cashing in on the high dollar value for their houses, and they're moving out too. That's also a big factor in doing that. And then some will move back eventually too. stopped, but that's what happened. Anyway, if there's no other, does anybody have any other business, anything to discuss with the board?
I got some business, I got to home, do my business.
And with that, we have a motion for, a motion and a second for adjournment.
Second.
Okay, we're done.
I had mine in the nuts about an hour here.
Mano, sir?
Good job, man.
Yeah.
All right, say, you have a lot. Write it down, so you don't lose it.
Okay.
Which plan?
The one that you,
The handout.
Hey, Peter.
Thank you.
Another one?
No, that's it, I didn't get one. Thanks.